A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that had covered his head. Not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ has risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
I take this opportunity to wish you all, as you have gathered here together to celebrate, Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Father.
All this running from the empty tomb of Jesus, that is first Easter Sunday, suggests that those closest to Jesus were taken completely by surprise to discover that Jesus' tomb was empty. As we come together to celebrate, we have the beautiful flowers here. The lily flowers, I bless the cross this morning. Thank you for Rocky giving for us. And all these flowers are telling us something special happening. And that is our Easter Sunday, Easter day that we are celebrating the new life. The Lord has risen indeed, and he has the victory. He has conquered the power of evil, power of sin and death. And we have the sign of new life is a flower, lily flowers. So the Easter is, yes, with lily flowers as special. And also today we have gathered here with so many people, and in each house there are some flowers, wonderful flowers, and today they are present all around us. So how wonderful it looks like when they are there with us, all the flowers, little flowers. Our little ones are like little flowers of our families, and they have gathered here also for Easter egg hunt. Huh? No? Yeah, I see the bunny is there. Easter bunny is walking outside. So what does that mean for all of us is new life. New life God gives to us. Easter means new life for all of us that we gather here in trusting in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has the victory over the power of sin, death, and evil. And yesterday was a beautiful long night for us, 3 hours of celebration. How many of you were willing? How many of you were here? Yeah, some of them were here, yes. It was a beautiful day, that how the light dispels the darkness. The light, this light was blessed, dispels the darkness. And yes, fire was being blessed. So fire is a sanctifier. Then the light, candlelight, is the light of the world. It dispels the darkness. And then we have long readings. The word of God to renew the hearts of the people and wisdom of the people. And those are the purifier, the words of God. Words of God were spoken. And then we have a new become new Catholics for our parish, for our members, and they were able to give the delicious meal. Delicious meal. What do you think that? The delicious meal of the body and blood of Christ, so that he can be stronger, they can be stronger, renewing their life as a brave Catholics. How wonderful is that? So just see the fire, light, word of God, and the body of Christ, and we become strong, strong men and women of God. And that is what we come to celebrate. That is what we are here for. So one of the powerful messages, the basis of Christian life, Christian faith, is the central Christian faith is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the world has changed. And that's why we celebrate that he has the victory. So there is no answer for dark, no answer for death. We were thinking, like today, Mary Magdalene is running, looking where my Jesus is there. She has extravagant love for Jesus. And she was, as a customary, willing to go and anoint him. That was her purpose. And she was in surprise to go and see him. Did not find him over there. And she was thinking that I wanted to anoint him and somebody stole him. And that was her fear. So the fear, any kind of darkness, any kind of guilt, any kind of sin is going to be transformed. And she was able to encounter our risen Lord. And as she was able to recognize, she is the first person to go out to proclaim the good news to even to the apostles, Peter and John. And how she was able to be the first apostle of the apostles, Mary Magdalene, and how they were able to run and able to see it was real history. It happened in history. So the basics of our foundation of our faith is resurrection. Without resurrection, there is no faith, no Christianity. So only with the resurrection of our Lord, Jesus has conquered the power of darkness, power of evil, power that of sin, power of fear, anxieties, hatred, guilt, all kinds of fears are being conquered. And yes, it is his power, his triumph, his victory. And that is what we come to celebrate. And today again, we see the second part is how wonderfully the stones were rolled, but the linens were folded very nicely, and it was folded and kept wonderfully. And that was a surprise for them, that how can that be? If the dead person is taken away, if he's stolen, then why they will unwrap all those linens and wrap it nicely and put it as folded very well? Why the people, if they have stolen, they will do that? It was like for Lazarus, when he was given the resurrection, he was given the life, he was wrapped all around with all those linens. But Jesus was not. He was invisible now. He is away from that empty tomb is the reason. That he is risen indeed, and the linens are folded nicely, and he has conquered, he has the power. And again we further go, that how he is able to appear to the apostles. He is able to appear to the apostles, and also able to go and pound in seashore, eating with them the fish. And all these stories that we will hear during this time of Easter time, that empty tomb has approved, and again linen clothes, and again he appears to the apostles, and he eats with them and drinks with them. And then again we will see the power of thriving apostles who were in fear inside the rooms. They were afraid to come out and speak about Jesus. Now they are started boldly speaking and proclaiming the gospel. And that is the power of risen Lord indeed. Just imagine how St. Paul, as he writes all the readings for us, second letters, St. Paul letters, Colossians, Christ has risen indeed. He is able to claim, but he has a personal encounter, able to see him. Wow. St. Paul's conversion, he became a new person. He became completely a different person. U-turn, who was killing the people earlier, and now he is proclaiming the gospel with loud. And he became a new creation. He became a new person to evangelize the whole world. And that is what see the power of resurrection, power of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has risen indeed. He speaks to us. So today also he speaks to us, to each and every one of us, when we are weighed down with our own fear, with our own guilt, with our own sins, with our own power that evil wants to weigh us down. And we can be away from God. Just this wonderful, see the Michigan weather. Yes, sometimes people don't want to get up, but you are here. Thank you for you that you are able to come for Easter celebration. And that is the power of the wisdom of God. The Spirit of God works in our lives. The Holy Spirit renews and again brings us to new life. And that is, there soon there would be the baptism. There would be all the sacraments we will celebrate from here. It gives the new life for the people so that they can be brave, able to fight, able to be strong, able to have the confidence and hope in our Lord, risen Lord. There would be communion, first communion. There would be confirmation. There would be again wedding. There would be many things would be happening. So from this springs of water, yes, flows all the seven sacraments, goes to renew the people and make them brave to fight against the power of darkness, power of evil, power of sins, power of everything that weighs us down. Maybe some sickness, sometimes some death in our own families, sometimes all kind of trials and difficulties, temptations that weighs us down, that we feel there is no boundary, there is no triumph, and we can be weighed down. There is no escape, but God is the way, the truth, and the life, who has conquered the power of evil, and that is what we come to celebrate. And that is our trust, that is our faith, faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he has the power to renew our lives each and every time as we come to his altar, as we have hope and trust in him, as he gives us new life. So let us be grateful. Again, make a renewal of our own baptism. We will be renewed today, our own baptism, that we trust in God and we renounce Satan and all the glamours of evil. We renounce it and we will be renewing ourselves with that confidence and that hope. And our sons and daughters will grow in our faith to become a good Christians, good Catholics, and good generations. So let us be brave. Again, God has a victory. God has risen indeed. And yes, we come to celebrate. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ has risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia.